A Portland man is accused of a brutal crime inside a Colorado airport. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch reports.
The victim says she met 26-year-old Noel Bertrand inside a restaurant at Denver International Airport after missing her flight to Illinois. She says Bertrand then tried to kiss her in the airport concourse and then threw her down and raped her.
He grabbed the back of my hair with his hand that he was holding my neck down with and pulled my head up and began to slam my head into the floor.
She says two janitors seeing the attack just walked by, but then two other airport workers called police. Bertrand, a former Marine, is being held on suspicion of assault and felony sexual assault.
In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Oregon State public health officials have confirmed a second case of meningococcal disease in Deschutes County. Health officials say a woman in her 30s has the disease but is doing well. This is the fourth case in Central Oregon within 1 month. Health officials say this one is not connected with the first three because it is a different strain of the meningococcal bacteria. And Crook County is having to release some inmates early because of lack of beds. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
Currently, Crook County has 16 beds and rents another 16 beds from Jefferson County. Sheriff Jim Hensley says the increase in forced early releases started in 2009.
There were 179 people released because of that. And if you go to 2010, then the number of forced releases due to no jail space and medical reasons went up to 738 just for the year 2010.
The increase in early release comes from fewer beds available to the jail. From 2001 to 2009, the county had 50 beds available. Now it's around 30. Currently, Crook County pays Jefferson County $60 a day per inmate to rent 16 beds from their facility. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
It's an effort to make a dangerous crosswalk on the parkway safer. Crews started yesterday installing a flashlight at two crosswalks, one at Reed Lane and the other at Badger Road. ODOT's Peter Murphy says the big warning light will only go into action when pedestrians hit a button before crossing.
The rectangular rapid flashing beacon is something that's activated by pedestrians. So in that way, it's not just flashing all the time. When it is flashing, it does tell motorists that somebody is there. As opposed to, you know, we drive north, say, through Terrebonne, and there's a light that flashes all the time. Over time, we've determined that that kind of fades into our background.
When the project is finished, there will be a total of 16 such beacons on either side of the highway at both places, and they will be positioned to give drivers adequate stopping distance. Last October, a Bend man died at Reed Market Lane as he attempted to cross there on his bicycle. As of yesterday, there is another resource to help homeless veterans and others in the area. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams has the details.
Many local residents have helped Central Oregon Veterans Outreach equip a large van as a medical outreach van. Dr. Randy Jacobs helps staff it.
Whether they be at shelters here in town, camps outside of town, eventually maybe even going down Friday nights to Drake Park to help serve medical needs of the homeless kids on the street.
The van made two stops yesterday for its first trip, first at the Shepherd's House and then to a homeless camp near Bend. Jacobs treated frostbite, respiratory infections, and wound care, other injuries as well. He says much of the equipment and supplies for the Covo medical van have been donated by a host of people and organizations. He says it's important to reach out to the homeless with chronic medical conditions because they cannot afford to get help on their own. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon Food Bank wants the legislature to make food a priority. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose reports.
The Oregon Food Bank is more than just a big warehouse in Northeast Portland. John Steubenval with the agency says it's actually a network of
20 regional food banks and 947 partner agencies.
Every year, the food bank receives a cut of the state budget. With more requests for emergency food boxes throughout the state, they're asking to increase that funding. Steubenval says the money
will allow us to maintain the current operational capacity with the statewide network and, in addition, buy 1 million pounds of food to distribute throughout the state.
Right now, the governor's budget calls for almost $2 million for the next cycle. The food bank wants to see it raised to 2.2. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
And that's a look at our news for today. You can check us out on our website, kbnd.com. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk, 1110 KBND.